This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
This Thanksgiving, be thankful for all the free bets. That's right, DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, has a Turkey Day no-brainer you can't miss. New customers can bet just $1 on any Thanksgiving NFL game and win $100 in free bets if either team scores a point. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps. Bet just $1 on any Thanksgiving NFL game and win $100 in free bets if either team scores a point. That's promo code FANRUN in all caps this Thanksgiving Day at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older and Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789. Welcome in to the Billy Stats Best Bets Podcast, presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Today is November the 28th, and I'm your host, Billy Stats. Some call me Bama Billy, Bay Area Billy, Barnes Bashin' Billy, Round Ball Billy, Basketball Billy, Bracket Billy, Billy Legs. It doesn't matter what you want to call me. All that matters is that you're tuning into this podcast, and I can't thank you enough. I hope everyone had a wonderful Thanksgiving. I hope there weren't too many grandparents out there trying to talk politics and bringing the mood down. I hope everyone enjoyed family time, enjoyed some time off, and enjoyed some Tennessee wins. On Friday, the basketball team took care of business against Tennessee Tech. And when I say take care of business, I mean they won the game. They didn't cover. They didn't play well, especially in the first half. But they won. And I think in college basketball, and especially a game like this, you just hope to win. There are multiple times all season long where you see teams, better teams, lose to teams that they shouldn't. Take Kansas and Dayton, for example. The other day, Kansas, ranked top five in the nation, gets beat by Dayton. And now, granted, it was on a last-second shot, but it's Dayton. And they're not having a good season. Dayton lost earlier in the year to Lipscomb and Austin Peay. So they're not a very good team this year, and they were able to take down Kansas. Take a look at Iona and Alabama. Iona was undefeated going into that Alabama game, but they hadn't beaten anyone worth anything, really, and they were able to take down Alabama by 4 points. And so anytime Tennessee can get a win, be happy with that, despite not looking the best in the first half. Tennessee did beat Tennessee Tech 80-69 to move to 4-1 on the season. Next game is Tuesday against Presbyterian, and then a road trip to Colorado on Saturday, December the 4th. Your leading scorer for Tennessee against Tennessee Tech was Olivia Cumwa. He went 8-for-8 from the field, including 2-for-2 from the three-point line. He grabbed 4 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 turnover, 1 block, and scored 18 points. Kenny Chandler also had 15. Santiago Vescovi had 13. John Fulkerson had 14. Really strong showing from Fulkerson that game. And Brandon Hundley Hatfield had 12. He was 6-for-7 from the field. He played well. I'm giving you a bunch of scoring stats from post players, but I think that's Tennessee's weakness this year so far. If you take a look at Cumwa, against Tennessee Martin, he scored in double figures. Against East Tennessee State, he scored in double figures. And against Tennessee Tech, he scored in double figures. Against Villanova, he scored 0. And against North Carolina, he scored 7. If we get this type of performance out of Cumwa all season long, then, all right, well, Tennessee will win the games that they're supposed to win. And then when they play a good team, you're going to have to hope that Brandon Hundley Hatfield and John Fulkerson steps up. It's really discouraging to see how awful Kumwa's played against two good teams, and now maybe he's just getting his feet underneath him, and we'll see what he does against Colorado and Texas Tech coming up. There's Memphis on the schedule, Arizona on the schedule, and then you jump into SEC play. So he's going to have a couple more games to kind of get ready for big athletic post players that he's going to see around the SEC. He's got to be better, man. He's got to at least try to get to that 10-point mark and be aggressive on the glass. But the main thing with him is he can still score 23 points and then give up 23 because he gets lost defensively. And I think that's the most frustrating part because he is long and he is big and he can jump and he can protect the rim, but he's always in the wrong spot. And so if Tennessee's going to do anything this season, Kumwa is going to have to come a long way. And I know if you look at the stats, it's going to show that he's having a pretty good year, but he's going to have to do that against good teams and he's going to have to be much better defensively. One of the issues against Tennessee Tech was Tennessee wasn't being aggressive. And I saw a lot of people say, like, Vescovi needs to stop shooting. But when you only attempt two free throws in the first half and your point guard, Kennedy Chandler, is not getting to the rack and you're not generating fouls, somebody's got to shoot the ball. And I kind of want that to be Vescovi, especially because Powell was out with the flu. And, of course, Josiah and Jordan James is battling injuries as well. I don't think it's a problem that Vescovi is shooting a bunch of threes. He's 17 for 46 on the season. That's 37% from the field. That's really good. We just got to find a way to get to the rack. And it appears that Kenny Chandler can get to the rim whenever he wants. He's just got to do it. He's got to want to. We'll dive more into Tennessee when they play Presbyterian on Tuesday. And then, of course, Colorado on Saturday. I ran the numbers, and the most confident model that I like to use hasn't shot out any college basketball games today. Now, I do have a couple other models that aren't hitting at as high as of percentage, but I can still give you some of those games if you want to tell along. One of them was Florida to cover the 21.5-point spread against Troy. They are up 49-20 at halftime. That's not going to help you. A good game to watch later on if you're not tuned into the NFL. At 4 o'clock, Wofford is playing Georgia. Georgia is a 1.5-point favorite. The Bulldogs are 2-4 in the season. They haven't played very well. Wofford is 4-2. They like to shoot the three ball. I kind of like Wofford there at +1. If you can hold on and that line moves to maybe 2, 2.5, definitely take Wofford. Belmont and Dayton at 4 o'clock. Belmont is a 2.5-point favorite. I like them there. Again, these are not my most confident models, but these models are hitting on a pretty good clip. So you can still tell these games if you want. I don't know. I haven't decided if I'm going to play them yet or not. Villanova at LaSalle. Model likes Villanova to cover the huge 18.5-point spread there. None of these are high confidence, but they are hitting at a pretty good clip, and I might play some of them a little bit later. Moving on to college football. There's no college football games today, but I just wanted to recap the Tennessee football season. Josh Heupel takes the Vols to a 7-5 record in year one. I think if you go back to August and September and you say, hey, I'll give you 7-5 right now, you don't have to worry about it, a lot of Tennessee fans would have taken it. A lot of Tennessee fans were saying maybe 3-9 and then the ceiling being, you know, 8-4. 7-5 would have been a really, really, really good season. Most fans were saying like 5-7, 6-6. And I think Heupel did a really good job. I think you can sit back and say you're happy with 7-5 and you feel confident that whoever Tennessee is going to play in a bowl game, that they're going to win. They're going to play in a very slow Big Ten team that has had an okay season. But I don't think any of those teams can really stop Tennessee's offense. Or a Clemson team possibly that's playing a little bit better, but they don't scare me. I just think Tennessee has a great opportunity to go 8-5 here. I mean, if you think about it, if the ball bounces the right way a couple times, if Heupel starts Hooker, or if there's a challenge here or a timeout here or a different play call here, Tennessee's easily 8-4, maybe even 9-3, because you have to think that they most certainly are beating Pitt there. And Florida's Florida. If you play Florida later on in the season, yeah, I think Tennessee wins, but I still chalk that down as a loss. And then you had Ole Miss. You had Ole Miss. If Hooker maybe stays in the game and doesn't get hurt, if Tillman makes that catch, if Milton doesn't run out of bounds, like, there's a ton of different things that you can say that Tennessee's just a couple plays away from 9-3, and that's pretty amazing. If you look ahead to next season, it really does set up, and this is not me being a sheep at all, but it really does set up for the narrative to go from 5-7, 6-6, 7-5, to 7-5, 8-4, 9-3. And if the ball bounces the right way, maybe 10-2. Like, you never know. And I think that's a huge step for a coach in year two. A coach that lost a lot before he even got here, like 23 players, and even more throughout the season with injuries and some other transfers. That's really impressive to say that year two, you should be looking at 7-5, 8-4, 9-3. Overall, good season. I like Heupel so far. I really can't say anything bad about him. Like, there's a couple times to where I questioned second down play calling and even third down play calling sometimes, but the offense is so efficient and it scores so well. Like, it's hard to even criticize those small problems when they don't work out, because majority of the time they are working out. Overall, great season, and looking forward to the bowl game, looking forward to next season. And, you know, if the NCAA, if the playoff committee can kind of work together, there could be a 12-team playoff next year, and you have to like Tennessee's chances, at least for an outside shot at a 12-team playoff. I was taking a look at the NFL lines today, and I just don't really love any of them. The NFL has been very difficult to figure out this year. I mean, you have the Titans, who had the best record in the AFC, and then they lose to Houston and Jacksonville. So I really don't know what to think with the NFL. You know, you had the Vikings last week beat the Packers, but now they are a 3.5-point underdog to San Francisco, a 5-5 49ers team who's not very good. You got the Chargers -2.5 at Denver. I kind of like that there if I'm going to take a bet on the NFL this week. Cleveland +3 at Baltimore. It's the Sunday night game at 8:20. That might be a same game parlay type of game for me. Tell those basketball picks if you like them. Again, not the high confidence level, not the high confidence model, but a model that is winning on the season. I'll be back again next week to discuss some college basketball. We're about to go full college basketball. There's only a couple more weeks of college football left. Championship Saturday and a couple bowl games in the playoffs. So almost full swing college basketball. Let's get ready to make some money. I want to thank you for listening. I want to thank DraftKings Sportsbook for presenting this podcast. And as always, I want to thank the 37, because without you guys, none of this would be possible. Be back again next week. Catch you then.